I think there's a lot of similarities in obviously in terms of size of club. Hibs have obviously they are an SPL club, other than they just need to get back there, and you know, they found that difficult last season, and the demand to get back there will be there again. But I think that's probably part of the attraction why Alan was keen to take the job on, the demand and what the club can be. And you know, I think there's similarities there. There's demand and pressure from our support to be successful, and similar as a Hibs manager, you know. So, but you know, they've shown that good consistency since Alan's been in there, and they'll be trying to go that one step further this year in the league. But I'm sure they look at cups, you know, as well. You know, I think that, you know, I'm saying certain clubs will look at cups as real chance of success, and I would put Hibs in that bracket as well. I'm sure they look at cups the same way that we would look at it, and that shows you the level of opposition we're up against.
Derek, Hibs will be desperate to claim a big scalp in Aberdeen, but that's just another challenge for the boys to meet, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there'll be shocks, and you know, there's normally not always the favourite, the team that's deemed to be favourite gets through in cup ties, and it's always away. You know, you've seen it in the last round, I think you'll see a couple in this round. We'll just need to do all we can to make sure that it's not us, because I think that, you know, we've started the season strongly, we've started with, we're playing with a lot of confidence, and there's a lot of confidence and feel-good factor about the whole club. But doesn't he say that that earns you the right just to go and turn up, you know? And I keep making the point that we've got work to do to get through each and every game we play and win the game. So, and Wednesday's no different, but we'll the approach will be as it's been for the league game, no more, no less.
Hibs being the home side, Derek, you'd expect them to be on the front foot, and you would think it's got all the ingredients there for an exciting, open, entertaining match.
Well, I think, as I say, Hibs set up to go and play football. I mean, I think it's having seen enough of them over the last wee while now under Alan, I think that they'll certainly try and do that. Being the home team, they've got to try and, as I say, try and show themselves to take us on, and understand that as well. So, you know, there's some ties, some good ties in this round. I think Hibs Aberdeen is always a tie to relish, regardless of circumstance where clubs are. I think it's we're looking forward to it.
And with the boys being on such a busy run, it's great to have the strength and depth that you have in your pool.
Yeah, I think that the strength of the squad is exactly what we want and require when games come thick and fast. And obviously we're going to have complete 5 games in 2 weeks. So it's, you know, this is the 4th game. We've managed to, you know, get the results. The players, their approach has been spot on. The level of performance has been spot on over the last 3 since we come back from international break. We now move on to game 4 and try and win this one. And it's a different competition, but it's the exact same approach.
And team news?
Everybody's fit, just Reynolds. Reynolds is still out. He's back running, and he's actually down seeing the specialist today. Hopefully we can get it all clear for him to start getting involved in a bit more football training with the rest of the squad. But he's not far away, but certainly not going to make this one.
That's great news that he's doing so well, isn't it? And that'll make the squad even stronger when he comes back.
Yeah. I think that when we lost him that first game of the season in Europe, then it was a blow. We couldn't deny that. But you know, we felt then that we had the players ready to step up and play their part while he was out, and that's been the case up to now. And we're great to welcome him back, with the team still going strong.